called Max Hardberger here. He's done this book. Let me just tell you about Max before we talk to him. As well as being a renegade ship liberator and sea captain, Max has also worked as a newspaper reporter, teacher, crop duster, private investigator, maritime lawyer, flight instructor, ship surveyor, pilot, sailing instructor, insurance adjuster, stuntman, shipbreaker, and a drummer in a blues band. And somehow he's only 19. No, that's a lie. He's probably a bit older than that. In the murky world of ocean shipping, a small bribe to a local judge in a lawless country is enough for a craft worth millions of dollars to be legally seized from its legitimate owner and held for inflated or fictionalized claims levied against it. Max's job here is to orchestrate a Mission Impossible-style team to steal it back, sneaking it out of treacherous waters on a high-stakes assignment, often risking imprisonment or death. So, Max, you've done all of those things. How on earth did you get into this work, and why on earth are you doing it?
Well, that's a good question. I didn't mean to. I don't think anybody would mean to do something like this, but I was a ship captain once, about 20 years ago. My ship was seized for a bogus claim.
Really?
The cargo was waste paper, and the ship was seized because they thought there was missing waste paper. The purpose is to steal the ship and have it sold at a fraudulent auction.
Oh, you see, I don't know about piracy. I mean, there are all different kinds of piracy, aren't there? Different kinds of pirates. Which are the ones that you have been dealing with, and where are they, and who are they?
Well, I deal with the worst kind of pirate, the kind that operates from a boardroom or an office somewhere. He doesn't have to take a gun out in a small boat because he has the local authorities do it for him. What you do is, it's very simple. You pay off a judge in some port where you have some control in some place like Venezuela or Colombia.
Right.
Then the judge seizes the ship, sells it at auction. You have a straw man buy it for you, and now it's your ship.
Okay, and then how'd you get it back?
Let's take a worst-case scenario where the ship has got guards on board, may have a hostile crew on board. It may have been sabotaged so that it can't be taken out.
Right.
I have to go into the port surreptitiously, of course.
Yeah, I would have thought so, yeah.
Surveil the port. I need to surveil the ship itself. I need to go on board with my chief engineer to see what it's going to take to get the ship out. And usually we have to do this secretly. In other words, maybe come up by grapples from the waterside or something. They're generally alongside rather than at anchor. I like it if they're at anchor because that's easier for me.
Right.
If it's alongside, then what I have to do is I have to somehow trick the guards into leaving or getting off. I have to trick the crew, if they're hostile, into leaving because I never use force. So I have to use trickery or bribery. Once I get the hostiles off, then I have to bring my crew on. We chop the lines and start the engines and try to head for 13 miles offshore.
The significance of 13 miles being outside the territorial waters of the place you're stealing it from, yeah?
Exactly. International law allows countries only to claim up to 12 miles offshore.
What's been the most dangerous scenario that you've worked in?
I think the worst one was in 2004. I took a ship out of Haiti in the middle of the revolution. It had armed guards on board. It had people watching it from shore. It was in a very remote place, and the roads were full of bandits because all the jails and penitentiaries had been emptied. So that was probably the diciest one.
It says in your book you've been pitted against Haitian rebels, as you say, Caribbean pirates and the Russian mafia, and that you've had to outwit resourceful crime families, subdue armed soldiers, and turn the tables on clever con artists. So is there a price on your head? Are they looking for you, Max?
Usually they don't know that I'm involved. I'm quite careful about that.
But they'll know now if they read the book.
But those episodes in the book were quite old. But anyway, I'm not worried about these miscreants. In fact, it's funny because shipping is such a small world, I've actually run into people who are my adversaries, but we have to work together, so we shake hands and pretend it never happened.
Incredible. It's just incredible, Max. How did this culture develop of piracy on the high seas, almost okay, and then negotiation follows? It's almost like trade. It's almost like business, isn't it? And yet, it's piracy.
These pirates don't go out by themselves. There's some warlord who buys the boat, puts the fuel in it, gives them the AK-47s and the RPGs, and sends them out. These poor thugs, they don't know what they're doing.
But it wouldn't happen in the Channel, would it, or on the Thames? I mean, how did the culture start? How did it get like that in the first place?
Piracy requires a country that does not obey international law. Even Venezuela, which is the least lawful country in the Americas, even Chavez will not allow that kind of piracy. So that's why we don't have that, because there's no country for them to take the vessel. For example, in Malaysia, they had a problem until the various countries in that area cracked down, and now there's very little piracy in the Malacca Straits.
On a personal basis, do you do it for the excitement, for the risk, or to right a wrong? What's your own personal motivation?
Money.
Oh, okay.
Is it a well-paid job, Max?
It's his day job.
It can be. I don't know if it's always worth it, what you get. But
that's the rude money question. I do apologise.
Max, I'm sorry for such a naive question. What was I thinking?
There's another component of it, and it's just like the first time I did it, is that it makes me furious to see these criminals, and there are people who specialize in doing this, getting away with it, and they get away with it with impunity day after day.
Yeah.
So I don't see myself as a crusader, but I certainly don't mind thwarting the plans of bad guys.
Are you working on a project at the moment that you can talk to us about?
I have a couple going on right now.
Right.
In fact, I just got through repossessing an aircraft here in England, but luckily, in countries that have law, all I had to do was find the airplane and then go to the local policeman. And in other words, that was not an extraction. That was an easy one. Easy money, right.
Wow.
I have a Libyan job that may come up, but I can't say too much more about that. Okay.
But what about this Hollywood film that could be made?
Well, you know Hollywood, so no one ever knows, but it's moving along quite nicely.
Who do you want playing you? Harrison Ford?
The last time I was asked that, I said Samuel L. Jackson.
Seized, a sea captain's adventures battling pirates and recovering stolen ships in the world's most troubled waters by Max Hardberger is out now in paperbacks, published by Nicholas Braley Publishing. Really nice to meet you, Max. Thank you very much, and good luck with it.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.